In the state of Ihram, while one is performing Hajj, there are several things which are prohibited. And one needs to take great caution to abstain from those things in terms of the violation of the sanctity of Ihram, as well as the prohibitions under all circumstances. But while doing that, one should not only stop at that point. One should go the extra mile in doing all types of good deeds, the dhikr of Allah, salah, and all acts of worship. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then reminds us in the Quran and tells us that while you're doing Hajj and under all circumstances, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِي يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Whatever good you do, Allah knows well about it. In this world, you do something for someone, you get those who are appreciative, you get those who are, you know, they are ungrateful, and you get those who don't even realize that you did something for them, and they're indifferent. Where Allah says, the smallest deed that you do for Allah's sake, Allah Rabbul Izzah will reward you for that. Allah is aware of it, and He will reward you for it. Now, there was a group from Yemen who they took pride in themselves, and they said, Nahnu mutawakkilun. We are the ones who have trust in Allah. And how are we going to show this trust for Allah? We're going to go for Hajj, and we won't take any provisions with us. So they went for Hajj without any provisions. But when it got tough, then they started begging, asking people. And there would be those who would go specifically for Hajj with the intention that, you know, Hajj has a lot of wealthy people. You need money to go for Hajj. So they would go begging during the days of Hajj to such an extent that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu saw someone on the plains of Arafat. And instead of making Ibadah on Arafat, he was going from tent to tent asking from people for assistance. Sayyidina Ali was the Amir at that time. He took out his whip and he lashed him and he said, you ask from other than Allah at this juncture? How can it be possible? This is the time to ask from Allah. So Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, that you should make the necessary preparation. But don't rely on your preparation. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّارِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision that you can take is the provision of taqwa. وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And fear me, O people of intelligence. So what we are being told is that in this world, which is the place of means, we should adopt the means. Don't negate the means. Don't abandon the means. Adopt the means, which is within the laws of the Sharia. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. But when you adopt the means, don't rely on your means that you think that this is the be-all and on-all. And that is the case in this world, that generally we tend to adopt the means and then we rely entirely on the means. And that is where the problem comes, that we think my wealth, my children, my money, my property, that is what will give me that security, that is what will give me that support at my time of need. So Allah says, no, acquire the means in this world, but don't rely on the means. And if you look at the effort of Dawat in Tabligh, which Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahimahullah said that if he had to give a name to this effort, it would be Tahrik-e Iman, that the stirring up and the movement for the revival of the Iman. And a large part of building the Iman has been focused on negating the means, that you should adopt the means, but you shouldn't rely on the means. And that is, you know, the perfection of our tawakkul. That on the one hand, you have those who rely entirely on their means. On the others, there are those who claim to rely on the means, but then they do things which are unacceptable, those who were begging. So what we are told that in this world, you need to explore all mediums to fulfill your needs, but while doing that, you need to at all times negate the means and attribute this to Allah. And if you do that, then this will create a revival and a strengthening of your iman. And that strengthening of iman, that new awareness of Allah, that is what will give you the enjoyment and the fulfillment in your acts of Hajj and all your acts of worship. May Allah strengthen our iman and give us the greater awareness of Him that gives us the life and the feeling in every act of worship.